Echo Beach, or any beach would be pretty good right about now. Toronto's Martha and the Muffins and In Excess, Never Tear Us Apart, the original song performed by Michael Hutchins, featured in a just-released film called The In-Between. So everything vintage is new again. You're listening to The Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Ontario suddenly moving at breakneck speed to get everything fully open. It just feels like, hurry up, we got to get to the finish line. Beginning Thursday, restaurants will be back up to full capacity. And come March 1st, vaccine passports will no longer be mandatory. James Rolette is with the Restaurants Canada, and he joins The Morning Zoom. Good to have you back with us, James.
Thanks for having me. Always good to be here.
Hi, James. Now, what are restaurant owners saying about this? It's a four-day difference between the full capacity. It would have been Monday. Now it's this Thursday. And then all restrictions in the province, including the vaccine mandates, done on March 1st. What is the overall reaction?
They're happy. You know, it's been a long time since restaurants have had a long weekend to celebrate. So it is only 4 days, but it puts it smack dab in the weekend, and it's a long weekend with family days. So restaurants are pretty excited to be getting back to not having to worry about how many tables they have and counting patrons. They just want to be able to serve people and celebrate something, in this case, family day.
Right. And of course, you're right, the long weekend. What are you hearing about bars and restaurants continuing to check vaccination passports? Will that be a thing after March the 1st? Because I know that, you know, there are some restaurant owners who feel like those passports protected their staff and their patrons. So what are you hearing about that?
It is a discussion. I think some didn't mind having the passport for that reason, is that they could guarantee that there was that people were all vaccinated in the restaurant. I think the overwhelming issue will be whether they want to risk having people that are against any mandates being obstructionists in their restaurants. I think they don't want any conflict in the restaurants, and if you are one of the few that keeps the vaccine passport, you may put yourself out to have people targeting you. So I think that might win out in the end, and most probably will do without the vaccine passport.
James, how big of a deal is it for staff at the front door to be checking the QR code and the ID? I mean, it does slow everybody down. It slows down the patrons. It slows down the staff. Well, is this sort of welcome relief without, you know, saying that it is?
Yeah, it was especially problematic in the early days when people wanted to make a point or didn't really know what they needed to have and were argumentative. People seemed to get used to it, but it was still a bottleneck at that point in the restaurant. You know, almost every night people had patrons show up and they simply forgot their passport or didn't have their phone with them and couldn't prove it, so they had to be turned away, and it was unfortunate. It's just one less thing that the hardworking staff has to worry about.
And what's the industry thinking this time? Are they feeling confident that they'll be able to stay open for good with this latest change and full reopening coming in, you know, short order?
Well, I think if you weren't optimistic, you wouldn't be in this business, but people are optimistic. They're cautious because they've been through this before. It's kind of like Charlie Brown with football. So they're hoping this time it won't be pulled away from them. And, you know, for many reasons, and one is just public sentiment. And you want people being knowing that they can make plans. And it's the same with businesses. Businesses want to know that they can make plans for the next 6 to 8 months, a year, and that they'll be able to start recovering and start rebuilding their businesses to serve the public.
Well, Torontonians, we love going out to our restaurants, and feel good for the restaurant owners this week with Valentine's Day and now the long weekend and family day. So let's hope it's the beginning of a boom in the restaurant industry.
Definitely. That's a great sentiment. Hopefully that happens.
Yeah, absolutely. James Rolette from Restaurants Canada. Always good to get your perspective on things. Thanks, James. Good luck on Thursday.
Thanks a lot. And we'll see you in the restaurants.